USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The Trump campaign also has two petitions before the Supreme Court challenging results in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, though there has been no indication yet whether the court will hear either case. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Residents of one Colorado city were forced to freeze during a recent winter storm after vandals damaged gas lines. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And British lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a trade deal Wednesday with the EU that finally completes the country's exit from the European Union. The deal ensures that the UK can continue to trade with the 27-nation bloc without tariffs or quotas. A previous transition deal was set to expire on January 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The new, more infectious strain of coronavirus has been identified in a second U.S. state. After being first discovered in Colorado this week, California is now reporting its first cases of the new strain first seen in the U.K. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not surprised that it's made it to the U.S. He says that while the new variant is more contagious, it doesn't appear to be more deadly.
It looks pretty clear from the UK group that, in fact, the transmissibility of this mutant is more efficient than the transmissibility of the standard virus that we've been dealing with up to now. Namely, it's able to bind to the receptors on cells better and therefore is transmitted better. There's no indication at all that it increases the virulence, and by virulence I mean the ability to make you sick or kill you. It doesn't seem to make it more strong in that regard. In addition, it doesn't seem to evade the protection that's afforded by the antibodies that are induced by vaccines.
And the Canadian government introduced a new restriction on people trying to enter the country, announcing Wednesday that those wanting to enter must have a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of arrival. The nation has already banned all flights from the UK because of the new strain of the virus spreading there, and already requires those entering the country to quarantine for 14 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.